Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, 1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. It is a fan club Friday. We do this each and every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour as we get set for the weekend. Maybe we'll get back into that random question of the day. Yeah, so we'll get to the beer in a second. We've got, for the first time, though, in fan club, we got Matt Foster from 41. What's going on, man?
Hey guys, happy Friday.
Yeah, it's good to have you in studio. I was talking to you during the break. I thought it was like 6 months. You said you've been in town now for 8 months.
8 months, yeah. It kind of sneaks up on you.
Yeah, so we didn't realize it. So you were in Omaha this past week, and you're like, yeah, that's where I was working before as well. So you came from Omaha. As we joked with our producer earlier, he's very excited that you're a UW, or University of Wisconsin-Madison grad. We were trying to – he called it UW earlier. Like, is that
a Washington, thing.
Definitely Washington.
Well, now they're in the same conference, so it's like you got to go.
Then you really can't say UW.
And it's like
– just say Wisconsin.
It's like in the SEC now. You have Texas and you have Tennessee, and both claim to be UT.
True.
Now, my wife is from Nashville. Her whole family is Tennessee fans. So they claim.
Yeah. I guess if I hear UT, I definitely think Texas.
I mean, I would agree.
I guess yes and no. There's a couple of schools, and I think Wisconsin might land in this, where I don't ever do the initials. I just think Wisconsin or Texas. I don't feel people. I don't hear them called UT very often.
Well, you know what Minnesota calls themselves, right? The U.
Well, that's hilarious.
And like,
that's
come
hilarious.
On now.
We all think of Miami. Come on now.
We know what the U is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's not the school in Minneapolis.
They call themselves that?
It's a local thing.
Okay, very local.
It's a local thing. Okay. Very local thing.
Yeah. Thinking of local, you know, Quick Trip. So I don't know if they have up in Omaha?
Yeah.
Okay, so Quick Trip's based out of Tulsa, though. And this past weekend, I found out that they have brought back, at least in the Kansas City area, their own beer. So Quick Trip has everything. I mean, literally everything. So today, we've got a couple cans of Quittin' Time. 4.3% alcohol. Somebody said they had this like 50 years ago and they brought it back. You already cracked yours open.
I did.
I was told this is like an old style beer. It's not like a lager. It's not a pilsner. You've already taken a sip.
Yeah, it's fine. What's wrong with it? It's perfectly.
See, this didn't even taste. Someone said, if you don't like the banquet beer, you won't like this.
I don't feel like this is like banquet. This is closer to like a. Like, it's almost more like a Newcastle or Brown Ale or something. I don't know. Man, I don't know.
Yeah, it's better than I'll be honest, it's better than I thought it was going to be.
You weren't sure what to expect?
I
didn't have high hopes for gas station beer.
My friends that gave me these cans on Friday, because they bought it, because it just came out over Memorial Day weekend, they're like, yeah, it's like banquet beer. You're probably not going to like it. People were tweeting at me saying, actually, I think it's pretty good. This is Quick Trip's beer, and it's also some local brewery they partnered up with. What is it called? Marshall Brewing, Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I don't know if you're a beer guy or not. I don't know. Are you on the health kick? No beer for you?
Well, I still got more work to do later today, so this might be safe for Quentin Time.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, that's fair.
You know,
we all have to work on Friday, but sometimes I go later on.
So Fridays. This is actually my Monday. Yeah, it's real backwards.
Oh,
so
no.
I don't dread Fridays, but I don't look forward to Fridays the same way as everyone else does.
Okay. So your off days are
Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah. Great for getting errands done.
True.
Appointments, anything like that, grocery shopping, far less busy. Anything else, you know.
Social life.
It's, you know,
a little harder. A little more difficult, you know, probably on that end.
That's when sports happens. On the weekend.
So wait, what are you going to do this weekend then? There's not a lot. Go to the Kauffman tonight?
Well, yep, Kauffman tonight. Moose's ceremony tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah, sure.
Mick is out of town, so I am on the anchor desk on Sunday for sound off and Monday as well. I don't know what else we have going on Monday and Tuesday. I might end up switching my off
just Cags watch.
Week.
We call it just Jack watch. We do it every day on this show. Just tell everybody what happened with Cags and everything. Think you're good.
Honestly, it's not the worst strategy. It's what people want to hear about now, I mean, probably more than ever at this point.
And, you know, I caught up with a lot of old media pals while I was up there, and I was trying to explain to them, like, Cags fever is so real in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the big topics. And when there's no Chiefs updates, there's nothing new to talk about on that end, and the Royals offense is struggling as much as it is, people want to know when Jack Caglione is going to be playing in a Royals uniform in Kauffman Stadium.
You're obviously pretty tall, pretty big. Jack Caglione probably would make you look a little small.
So I'm 6'4", about 215.
Okay,
he's about 6'4", 6'5", 250.
And
he is all of that.
Yeah.
But he is, it's not a tubby 250. He is,
oh, no,
that's
no.
muscle. His legs are like tree trunks.
Oh, yeah. So there's a photo of so we went down to Springfield when they were playing the Cardinals affiliate. And we were ripping open a couple packs of cards. He's really into sports cards. And there's a photo of Cody. You can pull it up on your phone, Cody, maybe.
Yeah, let's see.
Cody, Cags is in the middle. I'm next to Cags. And our morning show host, Dusty's there. And we're wearing jeans. And he'll have to show you the photo. It makes us just look like little children.
And before he came out to do his media availability, guess where he was? The weight room.
I believe it.
Stunning. So,
I totally believe it. I totally believe it. Yeah,
he just makes us all look tiny. That's all.
Yeah. And so the first time I actually saw him was because Florida made it to the CWS in back-to-back years.
Yep.
You know, his first year at the CWS, he was on the Florida team with Wyatt Langford. That team raked. To have those guys in the lineup.
Yeah.
But even then, you're like, wow, this dude is huge. It's like, which one is Jack Hager? Oh, probably that guy who is bigger than every other player on the field.
Did you sense in Omaha, or maybe even talk to your friends that you used to work with, that in Omaha, like fans, I don't know what normally attendance is like for Storm Chasers games. Do you get a sense there, people in Omaha, are they excited to see Cags? Or is this more of a, hey, people in Kansas City, like we have listeners that are driving up just like I am after the show today to go see him. But are people in Omaha that are not, you know?
So I would compare it to this. While I was there, Bobby was coming through the system.
Okay, so that was a pretty big player, yeah.
It was different in the sense that, you know, Bobby was a high school player when he was drafted.
Yep.
Caglione was one of the best players in all of college baseball. So there was much more exposure, much more almost hype around him. And so there were, you know, fans were excited to see Bobby, but he started that season in AAA. And it was a good crowd for a Tuesday night. It was kind of cold. It was mid 50s, overcast. But what I will say is I've never seen that many reporters, cameras for media availability at Warner Park ever.
This was like a Tuesday or Wednesday this
Tuesday,
week.
Tuesday. And also it was kind of cool. Every time that Cag stepped up in his 5 at-bats the other night, you know, you go to a minor league game, it's kind of nonchalant. People aren't really invested in who's at bat, who's pitching. But every time he stepped up, there was almost like this hush over the entire crowd. And you don't see that very often, even at the pro level. So I thought that was just people were waiting to see something happen. And then everyone was smart and standing up in the right field berm waiting for.
I was like, that's the spot. I've been told that's the spot if you want to hope that you get
a home
run.
You're going to try to get a Jack Caglione homer?
No, we're not in the outfield.
Just go over there for his at bats.
Maybe so. Yeah, but like Cody said, I'm not going to be diving over 12-year-old children trying to catch a home run.
Is he at right tonight?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. I haven't. We're going Friday and Saturday, so I'm not sure. If the lineup is out or anything like that. But we have better seats tonight. The Saturday night tickets were tougher to get lower. We got pretty good seats tonight.
But, yeah.
Aren't they all kind of lower level? What's the size of the park there?
There's not a bad seat anywhere, no, I'm sure. Not. But I mean, literally
the
be like,
entire
we're,
outfield is a berm.
We're like right behind to the left of home plate first row tonight. Yeah. We wanted to be like close tonight.
Sure.
But it's minor league. Tickets are cheap.
$20 or something.
It's about the entertainment. You know,
absolutely.
The deals.
Although, like, if I lived in Omaha and it's like, if I'm a baseball fan, it's like, Caglione might only play 25 games here. If I'm going to see him, it's kind of got to be now.
Yeah.
Like, if I want to see one of the top prospects in baseball, I kind of have to go now.
Now you can get a Jack Caglione jersey. Storm Chaser jersey. Oh. So
did not take long at all. You could have just had our Cag shirts.
Yeah.
I think I saw a fan... With says Cags across front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely saw someone.
That's somebody that went to Springfield with us when we were on our road trip. No, I have it in. It's packed in the luggage, Cody. I wasn't going to wear it today. I'll wear it to the game tonight, obviously. Yeah. Stuff like that. But we got Matt Foster from 41 hanging out with us. Worked in Omaha. How many years were you in Omaha?
About 4.5.
How do you like Kansas City? You said you've been here about 8 months.
Good, yeah. Still using Google Maps to get everywhere, okay. but other than that.
Who cares? People shame you in that? Like, what do I need to own a paper map anymore?
No, it's not
map
a shame.
Wherever you need to go.
I can't remember. I don't think I've ever lived in a city this big. I grew up 25 minutes outside of Milwaukee.
Okay.
But never like this close to.
So you're
like
a true Badger. You're not somebody that just puts on Badger gear or anything like that. You
says
know?
He went to Pacers games.
I don't know if there are a ton of bandwagon Badger fans, so I think it's fine.
You don't think they're just picking up people pretending to be Badger fans?
I don't think one of the schools that really gets the bandwagon.
Like Michigan or Duke.
Is maybe for women's hockey, but other than that.
Is there anything that surprised you about volleyball. KC? Like,
Nothing too much yet. I feel like we got more snow than I was. You know, I had heard
this year's winter was weird, man.
It was. The blizzard wasn't fun.
It depends on the year.
Yeah.
Some years we get no snow at all.
Yeah.
Also, if you grew up in Milwaukee, you're kind of used to snow. You went to Wisconsin. I don't think we're like throwing you off.
But I mean, a blizzard was that was not fun. The foot of snow in like 12 hours.
We didn't even come into work. We just called it a day.
I still had to. So.
Did you have to do the TV? You have to do the ride along?
Yeah.
On the sports stage, do they kick you off the sports coverage and you got to go be the guy next to the ride along guy?
Thankfully, I live in the Plaza area and our station is in close. East Plaza. Yeah. So it was like I could make it into work, and thankfully there weren't. I mean, people weren't really on the roads, and if you were, it was probably only because you really had to be. And if you didn't, then what were you doing on the roads?
Yeah.
So I was able to make it, but. And there wasn't a ton more than that.
I feel like Cody was saying, sometimes I feel like the sports guy gets stuck. You know, you got to go out to MoDOT and just hang there by the salt trucks and explain what they're doing today.
Yeah, that's what it always
turns. Put the news hat on for the
day. It feels like that's when they just like, you're not getting sport. Whatever 2.5 minutes they normally give you, you're not getting 2.5 minutes today. Yeah. So if they're cutting it down, they might as well, you know.
I'm trying to remember what date that was, because it was on a Sunday that we had that storm.
I think that's right.
Who did the Chiefs
play that day?
Must have been on the road.
That was.
Remember, because the Chiefs were late getting out on Saturday.
Oh, trying to go to Denver.
Trying to go to Denver.
So
early January.
Pittsburgh?
No, we said Denver, we think.
I think it was trying to get a flight to Denver. Or maybe I'm off. Was it
Christmas? I think Denver was different. Dang it.
That was a different storm.
Okay.
Man,
see, either way. No, I hear you. All right, well, I'll ask you this. So you said your wife. So where did you guys meet at? Madison?
No, she's from Nashville. So my first market out of school was Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Okay.
Western Kentucky University. Home of the Hilltoppers. Big Red Blob is their mascot.
Great mascot. Yeah. It's a great mascot.
Big Red.
Stays out. I can recognize it.
Yeah,
it is a nice little place, but it's about an hour north of Nashville, and ended up meeting her down there. She was a bedside nurse then, and then took a job at the ABC station in Omaha, and she followed me there. And
nice.
Rest is history.
Did you get married in Omaha then?
No, we actually got. So I started at 41. End of September, basically October 1st. My wife and I got married in Phoenix, October 27th.
So, that's a crazy couple weeks.
Started a new job, moved into a new place.
Fly to Arizona.
Drove to Arizona.
That's way worse. Why'd you drive?
The first half of it, we had to bring our dog. So we split it up into 2 days, and the first day was probably not as great because you have to drive through Western Kansas and there's not much to see there.
We've all made that drive.
The second day was nice because we stayed in Albuquerque and that part of New Mexico is pretty scenic, and you come down through northern Arizona, and I don't know if you guys have ever been to Sedona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been out there. I've been to just the Phoenix area, but
that route down, and
I mean, at this point, I'm assuming Arizona's the state. I've lived in Missouri my entire life, and somehow Arizona's the state I've lived in the most, the second. Because between all the trips there, I think I've spent 8 or 9 weeks of my life in Arizona.
It's a good place to be.
That's fine.
A lot to see.
It's warm.
It's already, it's already 107 out there.
Yeah.
You know? Well,
that's why we opted for
October.
Yeah, because it's even a month prior. 6-7 degree daily average difference.
Probably wise, it seems. You got any tips for how Alex can find his future wife? Still trying to find it, you know? You guys met at a bar?
Hinge, the dating app.
Hinge, okay.
Yeah, we are a rare success
story. That's better than
people who've met on dating apps.
That's way better than like the other three apps that exist that are out there.
You have said before you think Hinge is
a better one. Like Tinder's a disaster these days.
It was a weird thing.
Bumble.
So she was actually living in Clarksville at that time. She went to Austin Peay for college. And I think she was out in Nashville. So, you know, you set the miles parameters, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I was actually...
Wide enough range, I guess, for you to find a date.
So,
Thank God you might increase
that distance.
So I was actually in Nashville that same night. And the reason was because I had had hip surgery a couple weeks prior.
Oh.
And my doctor was in Franklin. And that's a little bit south of Nashville. So I had a final checkup to get cleared to drive all that the next morning. So that's why I happen to be within range that night.
He's willing to have hip surgery. It's time for you to get the foot fixed.
Yeah, you know, I have been considering that. Surgery eventually is going
to
happen.
Why did you have to? What happened to the hip?
I had...
Too young to have hip surgery.
So it was like a tear in my cartilage from weightlifting.
Did you play sports or in college or anything like that, or at least
I played growing up, and then I just did intramurals in college. And so after college, I moved to Bowling Green, didn't know anyone, so I'm like, well, I'll try getting in shape, you know. And I think it was something like that. I never got a clear answer, but yeah. So I had a tear in the cartilage and had to get surgery on that, and so I was on crutches for. I couldn't drive for like 6 weeks.
So 2 weeks post hip surgery, you're on Hinge. You can't even drive, and you got a date. Am I reading the text line?
I could.
Okay. I was like, man, just
yeah. But oddly enough, you know, you get older, people have hip replacement surgery. That's normal. That recovery time is shorter.
Oh, really? Than the cartilage?
Because nothing is really healing.
It's just.
It's just your body's replaced.
Just getting used to this new thing that you have in your hip, whatever it's made of.
Titanium. Yeah,
like
you
can walk sooner. Like I was on crutches for at least 2 weeks, no weight, and then the next 2 weeks was partial weight.
That sounds terrible.
So yeah, you kind of lose your independence for a little bit.
Yeah, a tiny bit, but yeah, that's good.
Everything then all good. So.
He's saying you can get back on the apps. It's summer. It is summertime.
People agree with me, though. Tinder, someone says, Tinder's like scrounging around Westport at 2:30 in the morning looking for a slump buster. Yeah. Westport, Tinder is trash. It really is. Tinder is trash. People would agree with me on this based on that text, too.
What are the other available ones?
Bumble, Hinge, Tinder.
Well, originally, Hinge was like...
Those are the only three I know.
It was based on like mutual friends.
Okay.
Like only people.
Oh,
that
that's
show
how you could match.
If you had like a mutual friend on like Facebook or something, that's how they would pop up. And I'm sure they've changed.
They probably limited the range.
I think there's other apps, but I think those are the big three. You know, like obviously there's like Farmers Only and things like that as well. Cody,
Harmony.
Yeah, I'm not going on J Date. No.
Have you ever even thought about it?
No. I might be part of the tribe, but I'm not going on J Date. No, I'm good.
No
you said no so fast.
No application for Love is Blind?
No, although for shows content, it'd be incredible. We've joked about, we were saying like The Bachelor, or I guess it'd be The Bachelorette. The Bachelorette or whatever. Like, would our boss, let's say you got picked to be on that show, would they let me be off for 3 months or whatever it is for that show?
See,
that'd be amazing content. When you come back, it would be amazing content for the show.
It would be 3 months. Would you make it to the finale?
Somebody said how they do it, though, because otherwise
you have to stay,
because otherwise, if I came back after 2 weeks, you'd know, oh, wait. He was out
so
quick.
What do you do the rest of the time if you
party? Probably
you just Yeah, you go to what's a Bachelor in Paradise. They just send you to that island. You start recording the other
you just
show.
Do that part.
Yeah.
By the way, I did see the Royals announced that Cole Reagans will start tomorrow. In Omaha.
Omaha
or Arkansas? Let me see. Hold on, wait. I saw he was going to start tomorrow. Oh, lame. Arkansas.
Sorry, Cole. The Saturday is a to-be-determined pitching spot in Omaha. I thought maybe he'd do a rehab in Omaha.
We anticipate Cole Reagans. Sorry. Dang, yeah, Northwest Arkansas tomorrow. I thought you were going to get a chance to see him.
That would have been quite
I've seen Reagans play.
No, I just meant like it's kind of...
It's not like it's a prospect, but yes. No. It would. You know who I'm upset? I wanted Rich Hill. Rich Hill, his nickname is Dick Mountain.
Yeah.
I would like
you
him.
You would have liked to see
He's
him?
He's pitching Sunday.
Oh.
Missing out.
Okay.
Someone says Gold has success on the tour guide dating app. Someone else.
That's not a dating app.
That's not a dating app. That's just a different occurrence. Someone else says... Someone says their Vietnamese friend cleans up on J-Date. Oh, good
what?
For them.
That is a good weirdly specific sentence.
That's the text.
But there's just no way I think that person's making it up. It's too specific.
That's very specific.
Like, it doesn't feel like something they were just making up for the point of sending in the text. It seems like very specific.
So I heard.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Old college buddy told me about it. That's all.
Yeah.
It's not one you've mentioned before on the dating app circle.
Someone says,
Hitch,
yeah.
Drew, you met your wife on a dating app, right?
Tinder, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Tinder. That was,
but that was different timing
that
was like of 10 Tinder.
Years ago.
That wasn't yeah. when Tinder
that's
became
when I was in
a
college
very...
in 2017.
Yeah, that's different. That's a little bit different.
Yeah, that's like that. That
you guys met, first date was at Applebee's, right?
That's right.
That's
how
still
long has Tinder been around? Like, when was that first launched?
It was around in 20 when I was in college, so. Like 13, at the end of college, so 16. At least 2013, at least.
What a game changer for college students, dating apps.
Yeah, I mean, heck, Uber wasn't even in Lawrence when I graduated college.
2012 is when Tinder launched.
Seriously, Drew, you think I'm kidding? You had to take That's a crazy. Taxi still, or just, you know, the safe walk. Ride thing or whatever it was in Lawrence. There was no Uber yet in Lawrence.
Yeah. But they had the Safe Ride thing. That was huge at campus. They took a show.
I would walk from...
That's where if you had a friend who has a car, they come
for sure. Or you would just walk. We'd walk from Mass Street all the way back up, you know, sophomore year or whatever. You'd just walk all the way up there. You didn't care. It was 2 a.m. and you were 19 years old.
Walking 2 miles after the bar is very different than walking 2 miles any other time of day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Time flies by.
Very different, especially 19 or 20 years old.
Oh.
Like at this age, I'm like, I'll just...
take on the world.
If I can't afford the Uber, then I'm just not going to do this. Like, where I'm out. Like getting a cab.
Where should I go real quick? Where should I go in Omaha? Someone recommended a place called Block 16.
Block 16.
That must be the
is
spot.
Is that like the best burger place or something in Omaha?
It's just unique. Like some of the, I mean, they have, pretty sure they have kind of unique fries. Their crab rangoon fries are really good. They have a poutine burrito.
Oh, man, they got all kinds of funky stuff. Crab rangoon fry? How's that done?
Well, it's like the crab rangoon filling, but layered over top of fries.
Oh,
with
okay.
sweet chili sauce got and the green
it,
onions.
Got it. Okay.
Pretty good.
Makes sense.
Normally they have a different special.
That's what Jake Eisenberg
day.
Was on and told us.
So it kind of depends.
We looked it up on their Twitter account. They already said what the special was today.
It was some sort of a shrimp-based dish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They changed it up. Just a nice local place. Let's see.
We're about to get a drink.
Like we're going to be in Old Market area.
Two single guys in the Old Market area looking to hit the town.
Lacalono Lounge is like a
lounge.
Tiki bar.
Okay. All right.
They've got some interesting drinks there. It all changes sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it's even.
What's the place? During the College World Series, I've gone to the place across
Rocco's,
the Jell-O Shot place when you're trying to do the counting thing.
Outside of basically the College World Series, that area is not like a popular area for going out per se.
Okay.
So. Comparing Rocco's during the CWS to like the rest of the year is so different.
Okay. All right.
And even just how much the Jell-O Shot thing has changed their business over the years.
Oh,
of the
it's
CWS.
A huge deal. It's,
I mean, they dedicate one room, which is, you know, can be used for like private parties, whatever.
Yeah.
Solely for Jell-O Shots.
It's good. They have, I was amazed that they have these giant machines that are constantly making the Jell-O Shots, like these trays of Jell-O Shots.
Do they get them custom made?
It's a company that makes these. I don't know how expensive the machine is, but they're not like doing it like you would just in college when you're putting it in your fridge in your dorm room.
Yeah, I mean, they have like trays, and then they have, again, in this Jell-O Shot room, they have these coolers that solely have Jell-O Shots, and they're trays of like 20.
Yeah.
So people will literally just buy trays, and they're like $5, I think, per Jell-O Shot, and they might not even take them all and just end up passing them out.
I bought some on behalf of LSU a couple years ago or something.
Why LSU?
Because there was
LSU,
some other. Because I didn't care who won the College World Series.
Oh, yeah, sure.
If KU's there, obviously the you know.
Well,
then it's
LSU,
different.
The owner of Raising Cane's is an LSU alum, and he bought like 6,000, and they just gave them out. It's just like they're.
Well, they just want
for
the count. They just want the count. Yeah.
That's cool. So, and obviously the SEC schools take over. Schools like Stanford never do well because they just don't have fans that go to it. Some of the ACC schools,
yeah, Florida,
can
LSU,
struggle sometimes.
A&M, all those are crazy.
Honestly, a dream field for the CWS as far as fans go is a heavy SEC field. Talking LSU, Arkansas, the Mississippi schools when they wanted them back to back.
I would think locally though. Let's say
KU and K-State.
Let's say if KU or K-State went on a run and got to Omaha, I feel like there'd be tons of KU or K-State fans there.
There would. Is the baseball fandom there though? Like, is
I think
there enough
for
support
postseason
around those programs.
And normally no, but I would say like I went to KU. I would say if KU
I
baseball
would go because
if KU baseball is there, people would treat it like they're going to an NCAA tournament game, and they know how to handle that kind
and
of stuff.
And also,
right?
most of those fans have probably never experienced the CWS with a team with their team.
Right. Oh, totally.
It's unique. Obviously, basketball.
Sure.
Tons of success, but CWS is so unique, and college baseball is such a its own thing.
We've got Matt Foster from 41 hanging out with us. It's a fan club Friday. We're sipping on some of Quick Trip's new beer, Quiddin' Time. Up next, I want to talk a little Royals baseball with you. Also talk about OTAs, which is taking place. Some of the comments from Mahomes. We'll see if you picked up on some of the same stuff we did as well. That's coming up right here on Cody and Gold.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh. That sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fan Club continues here on Cody and Gold. We've got Matt Foster from 41 Sports Reporter hanging out with us for the next 25 minutes or so before we head into the weekend. We're trying
out of us to invite him to drink beers on what it turns out to be is his Monday.
I didn't know.
That's the
this
worst.
Is what's fun with having new people come in. Other than playing in the Sporting KC media games together, I don't think I've ever. I mean, maybe in the Chiefs locker room once or twice after a game. Otherwise,
that's such a cluster.
Yeah, and nobody's. Like, you don't have time to really talk to anybody. So. And he's new to Kansas City. We like having different people come on the show. And yeah, we are trying Quick Trip's new beer, Quiddin' Time. He said he'll have it after his shift.
You like it in Kansas City? Is it working for you?
Yeah, it's been great.
You can admit if you're just like, you know what? I wouldn't hate being back.
It's funny because
your wife wants to move back south, or you know, you guys want to be back in the Milwaukee area. You know,
no, it's been great. You know, it's like making move up from AAA to the big leagues.
Sure.
You know, you go from everyone wants to end up covering pro teams at some level, and outside my first 2 weeks here, the Royals started the playoffs. So I think I worked 13 of the first 14 days. I was basically in town. We had started renting the house we're in, but we hadn't done our move yet. So I was sleeping on an air mattress, really basically empty house.
But
I think
covering a playoff team,
A playoff team and Chiefs and all that, and just diving right in and, excited to get my first taste of St. Joe soon enough.
Oh, no. Don't be excited for that.
Well,
Mick is probably selling it to you, like, you up there. He's just burying it appropriately.
They have not done that, no. They've been real bad.
Again, it is not a St. Joe, it is not a City of St. Joe thing. It is just the driving back and forth constant thing. And
I got so used to Nebraska football is treated like an NFL team with the amount of media, amount of block. Just, it's crazy for a program that hasn't had the success that it did in the 20th century.
Right.
But it's still the fandom, all that is equivalent to NFL standards. Just
everyone cheers for
them. You know, Omaha to Lincoln is about 55 hour away, and we would go all during, fall camp. So I compare it to that. So I feel like I've had some prep in that regard. Except we could never, we get to shoot maybe two or three practices in the fall. So it almost felt like you were going up for a lot of nothing.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You at least get to shoot for 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
When you get to St. Joe. I'm not going to pretend like it's a bunch of time.
You get a couple minutes. You got to, the nuclear codes are out there and stuff. So you got to be really careful.
Your boss used to invite me to his house to play poker every once in a while. I feel like he's ghosting me.
Oh.
Can you tell Mick? I feel like we used to hang out every once in a while. What the hell?
I think Mick's on a cruise.
I think
he left.
He seems like a cruise guy.
I don't
know
if he's on the cruise yet. Do you even have access to like Wi-Fi?
I think you do
on
the cruise ship.
I think you got to pay for
Wi-Fi
plan.
You got to pay for everything.
On a cruise, I actually think the cruise would be the one time where you could truly just check out and you don't need your phone. Just go phone.
I mean, the last time I was on a cruise was in like my senior year of high school.
Okay. So, I've never been on one. Have you, Cody?
Nope.
No. Yeah.
I'm not real. Honestly, all that stuff that was going on when like people
you don't
want to
be stranded. You don't want to be stuck for a month on a ship.
I'm kind of fine. We talked about the Creed one. That was about as close as we got, I think.
Yeah.
Remember when they were doing a cruise?
Oh, for sure. No, yeah. At some point, I will. I think I wouldn't mind going on a cruise or something like that. I think it'd be a lot of fun. But I get, obviously, post what happened during COVID and everything like that.
I also just don't know how you are, like, Matt. Like, for me, I like the beach fine, but it's not like... Like, my dream vacation is not by the ocean on the beach covered in sand.
So
there's other things I'd rather do before just like, so like being on a big boat, it's like, yeah, it's fine.
It's
offensive to me.
Yeah.
But pour it out.
I think
in other
it depends
countries.
On the type of cruise you go on too, because you think cruise, you think, down in the Caribbean, but there are obviously different.
Yeah. Alaskan cruises.
One
you
of
go
those
on a European cruise, like up River Thames or something
that
like that.
For sure. Yes. I'd be interested in that.
So where you're like kind of, my parents did one, 2 or 3 years ago, they'd stop in like smaller cities. And
that's cool.
Funny enough, you mentioned COVID. My mom had to, you had to test before flying back in, and she actually tested positive. So she had to stay like in Prague an extra couple days in her hotel room just by herself. And she told my dad, no, I'll fly back. I'll be fine. But she has her own mediation business. So she was still able to actually like work
remote or
but
whatever.
Other than that, that's bad timing.
Yeah, depending on what you were doing for a living at that time, that screwed some stuff up big time for a lot of people. You mentioned your first couple weeks of the job, Royals postseason run. Here we are. It's another baseball season. This weekend feels like a pretty darn big series, though, even though it's still May, about to turn to June. Considering what the Tigers have been, best team in baseball, we all know the Royals struggles, but psychologically for the fan base too, you come back on Monday, if you've taken 2 out of 3, you're in second place. You feel like, okay, you finally beat a pretty good team.
Yeah, and you really just want to see where they stack up against, record-wise, really, the best team in baseball right now, oddly enough. And, they lost, 2 out of 3 when they played
there earlier this year. I think they won that
last game.
That
sweep or two, one out of four.
That was
right?
when they were on that.
One out of four. Yeah, they lost three of four.
Seven game losing streak, whatever mm-hmm. it was. And then they went on that run. I mean, they'll face Scooble Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah. But they've been better against Scooble. We've looked this up before. They've got nobody gets to Scooble better than the Royals over the last 2 years.
Weird. I guess the Royals are his.
It's a weird thing.
His kryptonite.
It's a weird thing.
So one of those bizarre things.
I just look. Cody has said if they get swept, he's on Monday going to say that the division's over.
And I'm going to feel that way for sure.
And which is a fair feeling.
And I think a lot of fans will agree with you. And it sounds like you. For me, like, I just on June 2nd, when your team would still be above 500, I can't say the division is over. I understand why people will feel that way. It's just there's still even at that point, 90 something games left.
The division seems like a reach to win it, mainly because you have so many other good teams in division this year, just the way they're playing right now. Now, granted, the way the Twins fell off at the end of last year, not necessarily they're going to keep it going for the way they have. But just with their offense right now, I mean, wild card seems like a more likely option with the way they're hitting, unless they start hitting to change.
They got either guys like Salvi and Massey have to start hitting. And eventually Caglione, and what is he going to do immediately? Everybody assumes he's just going to come up and be the savior, but I don't know if that's going to be the case
right away. Don't want that type of pressure on him. On Tuesday he goes 0-5, and I'm curious if some of that was just, wanting to do some for the fans who,
That's because you were up there as media. All you media guys drove up there.
But sure enough, went up there with 200 people, and he hit a homer.
Well, and on Wednesday, he goes 3-for-4 because, of course, he does. Yeah. So we get three strikeouts. Next day, he gets three hits.
That's a little bit tough.
That's how local television works. You never get what you came for.
I went ahead and looked it up. Tarek Skubal last year made 4 starts against the Royals. He averaged a full inning and a half less than normal for him in a start and allowed and had a 4.5 ERA. He has made 1 start against the Royals this year. It was his shortest start of the season. Of only 5 innings, he allowed 2 earned runs and 8 hits. And he's gotten a 3.6 ERA, which is quite a bit lower than his season
Bubic,
this year.
He got Bubic his start Sunday. Got bumped to Sunday?
To Sunday. Yeah. It pushed him back. Yeah. I'm assuming, it could be any minute. Cole Reagan starts tomorrow in Arkansas now for his rehab start.
Yeah.
They did that. The way his start lines up would mean he would be available 5 days from today when Noah Cameron would be scheduled to start. I'm going to assume, because they still have to make a roster move for Seth Lugo to come off of the IL to actually make the start tonight. When they officially announce that roster move, I kind of borderline think it's going to be Noah Cameron back to AAA, which is crazy considering
the way he's started. Don't the Tigers use a 6-man?
They don't use a 6-man.
I don't know if the Tigers do.
They've talked about it. The Mariners have talked about it. The Tigers have used 6 once or twice or whatever. But the Royals, and this has been pointed out multiple times now, but the Royals have every single Monday off for the next 3 to 4 weeks. So if you do a 6-man rotation, you're essentially a 7-man rotation.
But Matt is correct. They have been utilizing a 6-man rotation in Detroit, but the off day thing is what's going to cause a problem.
So I don't know. Maybe they'll do it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just but the way it's lining up. But
do they move? Do they slide?
Here's where the Tigers, how they've been able to do it. I guess the Tigers, they called up a 6 pitcher to give their 5 guys more rest because they're in a stretch of 23 games in 24 days. So that's why they were able to do it.
And this is still assuming, though, that, Reagan's comes back and doesn't have any issues. Lugo comes back, doesn't have any issues. That's not necessarily a guarantee.
No.
And I know you can just call him right back up, but that's a tough pill to swallow when you're a guy like Noah who's every game he's gone out so far and just pitched lights out.
It's a numbers crunch. I do think, some of it will work itself out. Either Michael Lorenzen, let's say he has another couple rough outings, then all of a sudden you're more confident, comfortable to move into the bullpen.
Yeah. Well, that's my question. If Lorenzen's next outing, he struggles again like he did against the Reds, do you then say...
Already moving to the bullpen feels early.
If he were to get rocked...
Because he can always go back to start.
If he were to get rocked, that's the argument. Yeah.
It is early, but with what Cameron's giving you, if that's your number 5 and he continues to pitch like that, and I know Lorenzen, he got off to a good start to the season for your 5th pitcher. He's given up 3-4 runs a game on
his
average.
Numbers still, even with the bad starts, are great for a 5th starter.
I know. But to have a guy like that where to bring him out of the pen, I mean, it's nice to have that option still if, Reagan's or Lugo does struggle in one of their first
starts
back.
Yeah, Lorenzen's done both.
Yeah.
Moving him back and forth is not a huge deal, right? Like the idea that you put him in the bullpen now, Golden, then say what you say happens. Like Lugo's got to miss another start. Reagan's got to miss another star.
And when you're the number five, I feel like you're always in that territory of getting moved to the pen.
It's not as firm of a role. It's definitely not as firm of a role.
He's done both in his career.
Reagan's, it's more, and I'm glad they're actually doing a rehab start for Reagan's, because this is twice that the groin has been a problem in one year. And because of Noah Cameron's performance, like, there's no reason to push that.
Yeah, make a second rehab start for
what it takes. If that's what it takes, and also it would buy you some time.
And I think they rushed him last time, which is why he had to go to the IL.
Yeah, he never went on the IL the last go around.
I don't think he ever fully got right, and
it's so weird because he missed a start, but then they said, "Hey, he could have made that start," and then he came back and he wasn't quite the same.
So we're like, we're just not gonna risk it. And then, he pitched, and it was still the same issue.
I think in a lot of ways, probably Noah Cameron is probably what gave them the assurance gold that they could. All right, let's put him on the IL and skip a couple starts here. This guy was pretty good the last time out. Let's let him make a couple here. Let's buy ourselves a little bit of time. They went 5-5 without Lugo and Reagan's. And I'm not saying the offense has been great during that stretch. That's a win. Going .500 when you are without your number one and number two starters for two full rotations.
Most teams will take that.
You'll take, that's a win. That's an objective win.
And they had, two essential bullpen games in that stretch?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. They won both? No, won one of the two.
One of them.
Not bad.
I mean, again, .500.
Yeah.
That's the other guy. Daniel Lynch is another guy who, if had to make a start, didn't have to because Noah Cameron. It's like, I wouldn't hate it just because he's done anything they've asked. He actually technically made a start. Yeah. It was in a game in which he pitched two innings or whatever, but
still started.
Or he made two starts. Yeah, he made two starts.
I don't know where, if you were at changing gears a little bit across the parking lot, OTAs going on, voluntary OTAs, obviously Mahomes, Andy, and some of the guys spoke yesterday. Two things stood out to us. We'll see if you agree and if it's
he's
going to
totally
way.
Say it was Tyquan Thornton, Watch out!
That's a whole other topic. we have discovered Tyquan Thornton all of a sudden is going to be the person that gets his name texted in the most, even though he maybe will make the team as a six receiver,
but the OTA love
he'll be the camp darling. I can already tell the way things are going. It's not a shot at him. It's just we act like sometimes he's like best case scenario. He makes the team and he makes three plays all year. Patrick Mahomes said Travis Kelce, you wouldn't know that if he was thinking about it being his last year, you would never know. He also, I think we've all seen, looks like he's in some good shape. Maybe lost a little bit of weight as well. Do you actually believe this is the last year? I think it is. Most people do, but do you think this is it?
I mean, I think, I mean, a lot of people thought maybe last year was. And just his demeanor about certain things and even his body language in the Super Bowl. It's like, is that it?
But, there's a rumor he was sick. What the hell do I know? Hey. There was a rumor about that.
I know, but that's one of those, though, You don't want, if you're Travis, you don't even want that.
No, no. But he would never make that excuse for himself. Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm just like, and I think, was floating around.
I think hearing Mahomes say that gives me the idea that,
he's feeling
fresh. Travis is going to go all in on this year if this is his last year, because he's not going to half-ass it, anything like that. He's going to, because he knows this is his last ride. This is going to be his last chance to win another ring, ride off into the sunset, make the Swifties happy. They'll win the Super Bowl, propose at the 50-yard line.
Everyone does want him to propose as the confetti rains down.
You're starting to see.
Feels a little bit like a Disney movie.
He and Jason, their opportunities off the field continue to grow.
Wayne Gretzky was their guest this week.
They just became owners of the St. Joe.
They bought the indoor football team. The goats.
Yard goats.
Yard goats.
Go Garage goats. Beer or whatever announced that.
Since we're talking about all-time greats, just real quick, since you weren't here during our random question of the day, I might as well get your answer. All right, Groundhog Day scenario, right? You're living the same day over and over and over again. You do not tire during the 23 hours, and you do not, get hurt, and you can train. So you can get stronger, or you can work on your skill.
Where's the skill?
23 hours a day, every day on repeat, and for 1 hour a day, you have to play Michael Jordan one-on-one to 11, but you get infinite amount of time, and he doesn't know that you're reliving the day. You're just playing him. Can you ever beat him? Can you ever beat Michael Jordan? I'm saying eventually I'm Steph.
I said he's out of his
damn mind. I'm just hitting every shot.
No chance.
Are you kidding? I get 200 years to learn how to shoot a three. I can't shoot a three.
Genetics.
At the end of that?
I said genetics are a very powerful thing here. But anyway,
you stay the same age. So peak athletic, you.
I think I got a chance. I'm 6'4".
See, height helps.
Play basketball.
Height definitely helps you. You played ball, so that helps.
He's just gonna back you down the entire time.
Dude, eventually he's gonna shoot. He's just gonna be able to shoot. At the very least, that's where I'd start. Before you even worked on agility training, just shoot.
What is Michael doing those other 23 hours?
Nothing. He's just like, he doesn't realize.
His normal life, yeah.
You're living Groundhog Day. He doesn't know. When he comes there, he just thinks he's just playing you. 40-year-old Michael. Bobcats Michael.
Well, just, you know, enlist the help of the Monstars, you know.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. It might take that. I still think it would take that.
I just think eventually, like some of the things I think about
advancements in science, you know, you could find a way to drain his talent.
I do think I'd get, like, I think anybody, you, any of them, I do think you'd get a couple of steals in the game. I think you would see his motion, his action, the way he dribbles so many times over the course of 100 years, you'd be able to pick his pocket once or twice.
Two things. Are you trying to claim that Mike...
He's not aging.
He's not aging.
No, he's just 40. Okay. He's always 40.
What you're saying, though, as far as stealing the basketball from him would be... It's not like Michael Jordan's literally like it's not like every single day the first time he touched the ball he's always going to his right.
No, I know.
So it's different every day. Isaiah Thomas and these guys they knew his quote unquote moves. It didn't freaking matter. You know what I mean?
Like, didn't stop them.
That's my only argument with this. Like, I know you will be better as time goes on, but you're
going to face him, you know, every day. And I said the training doesn't matter. Steph Curry can come and train you how to shoot threes every day for 23 hours. I don't care what you're doing. You can train. You can get stronger. You can do agility training. Whatever. I think you get him eventually, man. I think it takes a while.
Yeah, but 100 years, like you're not surviving 100 years.
Someone says,
I don't know.
Michael Jordan's normal life is playing basketball 16 hours a day. What you're forgetting about is
that's
like,
also true.
That's how he spends his day.
What about if
you're not getting up? You're
if
not
you
catching
slightly
up a bunch
change
of
the question, okay. Could you beat him in a home run derby?
Better chance of that.
Better chance of that,
better
for
chance
sure.
Of that.
Better chance of that.
Because he's not the all-time great baseball
and
player, you know what I mean?
Scenario,
so we got
in this scenario,
I'm
not
so.
Allowed to like do steroids, right? No. Because if I can do steroids, that
no,
helps.
You know
no
how hard
steroids.
It is to hit a home run in a major league park with
sure.
a wooden bat?
Yeah. Oh, dude, really hard.
It's pretty
so
hard for Michael Jordan, too.
It's like you think you make good contact, and you're like, middle of the outfield?
On a machine, I think. If it's a human pitching, you're going to run into a different problem. Because you could really work on the swing path where you're just at least... I mean, I would think eventually, right? Eventually. But here's the problem. It's like, if
how
you
many
had said
minor
to Michael
home
Jordan,
runs?
You had said on, Barry many, Bonds. The answer is no.
Now,
probably.
This was in a game. This was not a home run derby, in fairness. But how many home runs do you think Michael Jordan hit in the 1 year he was in minors? How many home
11.
Runs? He played 100. He had 497 plate appearances.
He was so much better at the end than you think.
Seven.
For a guy who had not played, I'm going to say 11.
You're seven. Way too high.
Oh.
Three.
Oh, that's it.
202. Three homers, 497 plate appearances.
The last
OPS
month,
of 556.
The last like month, 6 weeks, he hit like 240. For a guy who had not played baseball since he was high school is nuts. That's a crazy thing to be able to do.
What do you think Patrick Mahomes would hit in a single season in the minors? Got a baseball background.
Yes, he does. Oh, man. He would have better numbers than MJ did with Birmingham.
Would he
like right now at 30?
No, MJ was 31 or whatever, wasn't he at the time, I think?
But
when
here's
MJ
the problem.
In the
like,
minors?
I don't think Patrick Mahomes would hit better. But if you threw him down right now and he had to go be a double A pitcher,
yeah.
I think it'd probably be something there. Kepnick has always said that he thought he was just as good as he was, and he was a major league starter for a while.
Yeah, because there's also
and he still throws. He uses his arm.
No,
not out of practice.
Sure.
You know?
I mean,
it's
different
like
motion.
But... Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, those were all like baseball guys.
Yeah.
Who would, you know,
text line out here saying I may be able to beat a Northwest Missouri State basketball player by the time.
I don't know.
We not just see them basically be the Northwest Missouri Drake Bulldogs as well, and now soon to be the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Right, you're trying to win national championships before you start trashing that.
Matt, appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming in studio.
Bennett Sturts is my peak, they say.
Bennett Sturts. Hey, that's he's
he'll cross you up.
The D1 basketball player, Big Ten school now. Matt Foster, 41, hanging out with us here for a fan club Friday. Hope everybody has a great weekend. I'll let you know how Omaha is. We'll see. I'll bring Cags back with Dusty and I on Monday.
Huh?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and do that. All right, guys, have a great weekend. The Drive coming up next.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.